Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, June 7th, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, get ready, sit back for 2 hours of a show that it'll really blow you away. Not just the music that's on the show, there's scripture on this show, there's prayer on this show, and then God does this amazing thing. He sends really cool guests to the show. This week, I've been really waiting on this one. I don't know why. I feel, she used a word just a minute ago off air, anointed. Welcome to Rock the Flock, DeJoy. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know you are because, see, I call artists. I have a gift of seeing spiritual gifts in people, and we'll save that for a little bit later. But sister, you have it, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a really fun interview to see what God has done in your life, and I have a feeling that He's brought you through some things. And I love those stories. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we'll find out all about, we'll get the shovel, the pick, whatever we have to, and we're going to find out what DeJoy is all about right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. If you could just tune in between, that's the best part of this show. Joining us from St. Petersburg, Florida, our second Christian EDM artist. We had Kingdom Revival. I don't know if you've heard of Kingdom Revival. So we may have to get DeJoy and Kingdom Revival hooked up. And in fact, I have another Christian EDM artist next week on the show. It's crazy how this is working out because it is taking off. It is really, we'll talk about it later in the show, but this is the part of the show that we really want to find out who the new member to the Rock the Flock family is. Because DeJoy, you have walked up to the door and you have knocked on the Rock the Flock house. And I've said it before, we ran out of room on the first floor, so we added a second floor. We put a deck on the back. We got people all in the backyard now, and you've knocked on the door. We've opened it up, and all these brothers and sisters, these awesome artists, want to know who's at the door. Who is DeJoy?
Yes, I love that. I love that. I love Kingdom opportunities too, because it's not a competition. We're here to work together and build together. So I love this community. I am a fully surrendered child of God. Came out of the fire. And I have a gift of healing, and I love to use music to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm an artist, and I use singing. I have a jazz background. I'm a songwriter. I'm a DJ. It's another instrument, PA board, essentially. And I love to write music, and I don't just write Christian music. I have a little jazz music, a little country blues style as well. And I'd like to do this spin on the EDM with those. I haven't fully released those yet, but I'm making God first in my debut.
Amen. Well, you told me that you were actually lived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes, I did. I lived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama for a while. But I'm originally from Kentucky.
Okay.
So that's kind of where you're probably picking up on some of that accent. So I grew up in Kentucky on a farm. And then my mom and dad raised us on a tobacco farm. And so I was a tobacco farmer as soon as I could walk. And just they raised us in faith, and I definitely was raised right from that perspective. But and I went on to school, went on to college, ended up getting my MBA. I have a finance, accounting, software consulting background. I'm currently a consultant now. I work for Fast Slow Motion. They're like Chick-fil-A of consulting, faith-based. They have a faith underlying. It's actually a blessing to work there.
Now, how did you get to, if you grew up in Kentucky, you lived in Tuscaloosa, but now you're down in St. Petersburg, Florida. What took you to the Sunshine State?
Yeah, so I lived in Kentucky. I've lived in Raleigh, North Carolina. I've lived in Nashville, Tennessee, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I've gone through a divorce, and my ex-husband is a professor at the University of Alabama. And so that's his career path, took us through that. Within that career path, though, I had to keep reinventing myself, which gave me a lot of confidence. And just, I learned a ton about business across the Southeast. And so when it was time for me to restart my life, I wanted to end up at a beach and have a little bit of vacation every day.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, what a journey.
Yeah.
Because I know if you drilled down into any one of those, you could probably talk a long time about it. But a lot of times it's not where we've been or what we've gone through, because the story is what's God doing in our life today. You know, we needed those times in the past to build us, but we don't go back. 'Cause if you go back, you never go forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you were in St. Petersburg, Florida, you're working, you're DJing, you are dancing like David.
Yes.
I love it. I saw a couple, like I said, I watched a lot of your videos, and sister, you can dance. I saw you behind the board, and I thought, my goodness.
Yes, I feel the music. So when I was 5 years old, I got the anointing, slung in the spirit, whatever you want to call it. And I danced all over the church house for about 5 hours. Church was shut down. It was just like I couldn't stop moving. And ever since then, I've just like, when I hear music and around music, it just, I can't not move to it. Mm-hmm. So as a DJ, I'm constantly moving with the music as well.
Well, all right. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I think you may have a Bible verse to share with us. Yes. And I love those, because that opens up where they're really cool. So we'll come back with DeJoy right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. Whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897wjho.org, or you found this podcast and you can't get away from it. Again, I can't apologize. It is that awesome. Making that podcast better, making the radio better, and making the stream better is this amazing guest that God has sent to the show this week. DeJoy, I told you off air, you're one of a, I didn't tell you this, but you are one of a kind. God does have his anointing on you. He has his hand upon you. You have joy. You have the spirit of joy in you. And I see a spirit of hope in you. And when you have joy and you have hope, and people don't understand hope. Hope is, no matter what's going on in my life, I trust the Lord. no matter what I see, because he sees better. His will is perfect.
Absolutely.
Well, it is time for the verse, I won't call it the week, but the verse of the show, and I'm very interested to see what you've brought.
Yeah. So I love 2 Corinthians 12, 10. It's, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Mm. And I wrote, hold me, I'm weak, based on that scripture. It was a really low point in my life, and I divinely followed the guidance to come to St. Pete. We can talk about that later, how that happened, but I was by myself. I started over, and it was lonely. And so in that moment came a very dark, sad time, and I was like, okay, there's a breakthrough coming. There's a song in this. And I started writing, Hold Me, I'm Weak.
Now, did you find this verse through a Bible study? Did you go, and I love this part, when people say they just go to the Bible and open it up and there it is. How did this verse, how did it come to you? Because I know the Lord sent it to you, and it wasn't just to read that day. Like you said, it was for his purpose in your music ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. So John Burdett is the CEO of Facile Motion that I work for, and he had just recently gone through cancer and some really scary times in his life. And so we talked a lot because it was some just hard times you had to go through and realizations. And he said that was his verse that helped him get through. And he told that to me at the exact time that I needed. And I lean on that in those weak moments where I just feel like I don't have anything left. And I just know he's got me, he's holding me. And yeah, so just wonderful influence I've had from God-fearing mentors.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to get into your music a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with DeJoy right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week from the Sunshine State, kind of down in the state a little bit, St. Petersburg, Florida, DeJoy. What a great interview. Your first interview, I never would have imagined. You've handled it very well, very, I don't want to say professional, but professional, but you've been true. And that's all you can ask for in an interview. It's just to be true and honest. Because even like I said, we go through things, and it may be what you or I say on this show that help someone that's going through it right now. You know, and they may say, well, it's easy for you to say because it's good now. Well, it was good back then too. It's just the way you look at it. Well, making everybody's lives better, because we're going to play one of your songs after this part of the interview. You have to pick it. You sent me two, which are, I couldn't. If I had to pick one, I wouldn't know which one to pick. But we're talking in this segment about music. What was the first musical instrument you picked up?
So I learned to play the piano. Well, I'm not the best, because I had a teacher that used to slap my hand when I would mess up. So it kind of stalled my learning, but I play by ear, so I pick around at it.
Okay.
That's where I am with it now, and it helps me in the production.
Okay.
And then I play the flute in band.
Okay.
And I sing, so it's its own instrument, and the DJ board.
The DJ board. That board can do some amazing things.
Yes.
It's kind of cool. I love EDM music. Way back, I can't tell you how long ago it was because then everybody know how old I am. But when I was in high school, that was big to go clubbing and to go to clubs and have DJs loud. You'd go home and you'd have that beat in your head all night long, that doom, 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 all night long. You know, but something is stirring right now because Christian EDM music is on the rise. Why?
Well, at EDM festivals and with the music, there's a following with that where individuals are having spiritual experiences without God. Mm-hmm. And I think God is raising up Davids to reach them and to give them another option to have those spiritual experiences, but bring God into the equation. God actually found me in an EDM song called Every Day by Kim English, or found me again. He was there the whole time, but I looked up in that song, and I had a near-death experience within hours after that. And so sometimes I think, well, actually, I think it's all part of your journey.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I love the different forms of songs on this show. And people that listen tell me they love all the, because it's really not the music is important because that's the delivery of the message that's in the song. But you have to have different forms or genres of music. Wow, I used a big word. to reach that certain group. And EDM is a, it's a big group.
Yes.
Now, where do you get to play?
Yeah.
Or DJ or?
Yeah, I actually have a online church service coming up with a church in California. I'm doing the first part of their church service in a couple of weeks. So that'll be new to try. I'm really excited about it. And then next week I'll be at the Beat Room here in St. Petersburg. They bring DJs. It's a production studio. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing a set there. And the set theme is some of my music at the beginning, and then I'll go into songs that I sing to God. Some of them are Christian idiom. Some of them are songs that the DJs are familiar with, mm-hmm. but from a different perspective. And so that's how I want to be a light. And I don't want to just stay on the church front, although that is needed and we need more music and better, like lots of different options. But I want to be a light to others that are in the world.
Amen. Because Jesus didn't just preach in the churches, did he? No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He went to the hillsides. He went into the water. He went to people that were by themselves. He went directly to them in the middle of probably not much going on around them. We have to take the word of God. We have to get it outside the walls of the church. Because if we keep it in there, it's no good.
Yes.
And so wherever he sends us, we have to take that platform and use it for his glory.
Yeah.
Well, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
And I lived that life, and it felt like a dream, but it was death and destruction. You know, that's how Satan works. And so I think I'm built for that, to go into it and not be influenced by it, mm-hmm. but yet still be strong in my faith and be a light.
I think you are. I know you are. So you just keep doing, keep doing what you're doing. Because if, I'm not saying anything, but one day it may matter that my opinion on music may matter somewhere. But I'm a music connoisseur. And you have amazing music.
Thank you.
You do. How many songs have you written? I love asking this because it's just unfathomable numbers. I can't believe it.
I have about 35 songs in the pipeline right now. But I've actually just released these two. But some of them are still in my notes on my phone because that's how they start. And then I push them through and work on them as I get ideas and think through them. And as I learn new things about production and how to pull all the stuff together, arranging everything.
Now, do you sing into your phone, or do you get a chorus? You get kind of a chorus, your words for a chorus, and type them in, or?
So I don't know if this is how songwriters are, but what I do is I get the lyrics first. Like, I get the lyrics, and then I find what I'm looking for, what genre of a style of music. So sometimes it's, this sounds country because it's more, or bluesy because it's just, that's what the song is trying to say. Or this is hip hop because it needs to be beat. Or this is pop because it needs to have, you know, a different fun dancing vibe to it. Or this is healing, this is more global reach. So it's depending on what I feel with the lyrics, what I'm trying to portray, and then I pick the genre, and then I'll kind of go through that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you sent me two songs. One is Hold Me, I Am Weak, and the other is Shield and Spear, which are, I'll get them both in the rotation of this show because people need to hear them. And but which one are we going to debut today? Now, is your music played on any radio stations?
It just got picked up on an online station. They just let me know that they're doing it, but that's all.
Cool.
This will probably be the first time.
First radio. So this will be what I like to call a world premiere.
World premiere.
That is neat. Now, which one, if you had to pick one of them, which one would it be?
I would do Shield and Spear.
Why?
That one was the first one I wrote or the first one I released like this. And it's about letting go and giving it to God and letting God handle justice or care for the person or whatever they need to let go of somebody that may have hurt you because of the reflection of what they're going through. And so I think it's, every time I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, God, you got this. I don't need to worry about it. I need to let go.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, would you do the honor of introing the song and then we'll play it?
Yeah. This is Shield and Spear by DeJoy.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. What an amazing show this week. A lot of truly unbelievable music. We added a new song this week, and we'll actually have another one that we'll put in by the artist that has joined the show, DeJoy. Thank you. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for coming on. You are like I said, this show is nothing but arrows in the quiver. Okay, you are another arrow in the quiver. And I don't know exactly what I'm doing with this quiver full right now, but I know I'm excited because I know God has something in store. So I'm ready for that. Before we go any further, though, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for this show, Lord. I pray that you continue to bless it, to bless the artists that are on this show. Heavenly Father, bless this sweet child that you've sent today. Keep her, Lord, in your arms. God, I ask you to wrap a hedge of protection around her. Lord, I ask that you give her your eyes so she can see, Lord. Lord, be the lamp on the path to take her to the right doors in life. Heavenly Father, to the right people in life. Continue to bless the music that you've put in her, Lord, and bless each and every one of her steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
There we go. You made it through your first radio interview.
Yay, it wasn't so bad.
It was not bad.
It was fun.
How can people connect with you?
Yeah, so I do a lot of my information on Instagram under DeJoy Official. Mm-hmm. And that's where most of my just content, you can see what's going on and where I'm performing. Then I also am on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud. SoundCloud, you'll get some of my stuff that's about to release, so I let it hang out there for a little bit. So you can go on there. And then my next song coming out is called Muzzle on My Mouth.
Muzzle on, I like it. Muzzle on My Mouth.
Yeah, it's cool. About how God's had to help me keep my mouth shut sometimes.
That is pretty neat, though, because it just hit me. Yeah, because there are a lot of times if we could just, when we said something, if we could reach out there and grab it and pull it back, you know, because now texting didn't used to be that way. You could send a text and you couldn't, oh, no. Now you can delete it. What if we could do words like that, but we can't?
Yeah.
Muzzle my mouth. I cannot wait to hear that one. Well, you said you are... We talked about where you're playing next. You said live on social media or live on?
Yeah, it's a live church event. Mm-hmm. And I can send you the information so you can put it with the link.
Okay. On,
that'll be in a few weeks. We're going to do a night. It'll be an evening service. But
okay.
I'll give you that information.
Do you ever go live on any social media platform and just play? You do.
Yeah. So
I got to find that.
Yeah. And I actually did one a few weeks ago, and I had a jazz guitarist, Tom Wolf. He's actually in the Birmingham area. I had him come and his wife, Kelly, and she sang some, I sang some. And Tom played for 3 hours, and he picked through the EDM songs and just like Bob Ross with the guitar, essentially. He's so talented and not as familiar with EDM, but he's a music professor at UA. So mm-hmm. He's well equipped. And it was so fun. It was a really cool time.
Where would you like to see yourself a year from now? What would you like to be doing in your music ministry?
Yeah. I would love to have festival-like, and it doesn't have to be at the actual festivals, but like festival-like events to where we could worship and enjoy God with this music. And I'm starting to see it pop up, and I'm real excited about it. And I've seen visions in that realm. And so God's put this on my heart, and I don't exactly know how I'm going to get there, but that's what I want to do. I want to meet people where they are. And I think sometimes the church can feel like a hospital, like, you know, sometimes. And like, I want to create that experience where it's fun and outside and more, give Christians something else to do and also be a light for others.
I have to see if I can get you up here because like you just said, I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to start doing some outdoor concerts.
Yes.
And trying to get the... Well, it won't be trying. It'll be getting the Rock the Flock artist in front of people.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
I'll have to keep you. I'll have to stay in touch about that.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I think it's transitioning from living in the world and enjoying the things that offers, and then transitioning now on the Christian side, I feel like there's a piece missing as far as more things for Christians to come together and do and stand together and have fun, but it's fun and joy, and it doesn't have to always be serious.
Well, like I told you before, I'm honored that you came on the show. I'm honored to be able to play your music. And I still am totally blown away that this is your first radio interview, that this is the first time your music's played on radio, because it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done a magnificent job with the purpose that God has sent you. And I know you are a perfectionist. I can already tell that with your music. I can already tell that. So you will make it even better.
Yeah, I am a perfectionist with the music. I'm probably a little bit autistic. I get like super hyper-focused with it. And get into the little details of it. I don't do that with everything in life, but I do that with music. And I have a lot of experience. And as a DJ, I've listened to so much music because you have to listen to all the songs and learn what works, what doesn't, and the flows of that. So that experience, I think, allows me to have the ear to know what I want the song to portray.
Amen. Well, D-Joy, I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to hear your new music, your new... Well, you said you had two and you had like 30 something. I can't wait to hear the other 30 songs. That's pretty...
I'm going to do a mini like firework release with three of my songs on July 5th, but those are more... bluesy country EDM.
Oh,
I like to put God in them too. Like I would put little hints of God, or I'm stomping on Satan's head, something in there. throughout them, but I want it to be a little bit more broader reach.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you have a very blessed day, a blessed evening. Thank you for coming on to the show, for the beginning, for the start of something big. So I'm glad you're here.
I'm honored, and thank you so much for what you do. This is wonderful, bringing all the artists together. It's all the Davids together.
All the Davids, yes. Well, that's D-Joy right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.